Simon Chavtes of Zion. Finally get to an easy sif. The Simon had Matanam Laslachzer. Din Oriv, Din Evaknani, and last week the Din of Amashkin. A series of very complicated dinim. Here, at least the Mechaber, we can make everything complicated. We try hard enough. And we certainly will try. But until then, at least, we... the dinim of the Shulchan Aruch itself seem to be very logical and straightforward. I do want to remind you, because I'm going to come back to it, the question of giving a check, which we mentioned at the end of last week's shir, seemed to be on this page, on the same page as Chav Tes Zayin, in the Ramah, Koshkeirim Nosan Lashtar, Nosan Lashtar Al Dinner, the Lo Yavei Kedushin. We discuss whether a check is something different because it has value, and then we'll come back to that later. But first, the Mechaber's case is a relatively simple case of a man who's giving money for Kedushin, but money as a down payment. You're all familiar with the fact that when you buy real estate, very often you give money as a down payment, or you buy furniture, you go to a store and you buy furniture, until it's delivered you make a down payment. What's a down payment? In halacha, a down payment is kesef kinyan. It's kesef that's kinda, in other words, kesef is kinda real estate. So typically when you, a binder is not a kinyan, you put money down as a binder, it binds you to go to contract. But when you make a purchase and you give a down payment and owe the rest of the money, in halach at least, typically that's called a kinyan.
It's not refundable.
What?
It's not refundable.
In other words, the sale is binding, right? So typically that's the way it works. You can give even one pruta if you want to buy a $1 million building, and you tell a person that I'll give you a pruta today, I want the sale to make the sale be chal, and I owe you the rest of $1 million. So that works. Even one pruta works by mekach u'memkar. Okay, you're buying furniture or a car, so kesef is not really kind of metaltalim. It's kind of to a certain degree, but not that you can't back out. So whatever it works for, it works, even with a down payment. This is the way halacha views a down payment. A down payment means, and I have to tell you, it's only if all the conditions have been agreed to. If you sign a lease and leave open certain conditions, it's subject to satisfaction on those conditions, and then it's chal.
It's enforceable.
What?
It's enforceable and it's
It's enforceable, right. A kinyan is enforceable. It's a Gemara kinyan, and you can't back out. It's done. If both sides want to back out, they're not backing out. They're just creating a new reality from here on.
And
that's kinyan kesef.
That's considered a tanai that you're giving the rest of the money?
So it's considered a tanai. Now we have to be careful with the word tanai, because tanai, we're going to discuss today, usually needs certain dine tanai. But it certainly creates a chayiv automatically. There's a chayiv that I have to pay the rest. Tanai, and this we're going to discuss today, usually if you say a tanai, if you don't fulfill the tanai, then the mechach is batel mafreya. So we're going to have to see when that holds true, when it doesn't hold true. Okay, we're going to see if you say almanas, you say im, and that we'll discuss today. Okay, but the difference in a tanai and making a down payment, and you owe the rest of the money. Okay, let's see Siv Zayin. We'll see how does that apply to a lady. Can you make a down payment on a wife? Interesting question. Huh? Make a down payment on the wife, and you pay for the rest of your life. So it's follow the Shulchan Aruch. We'll try just the first reading at least to skip the Ramah, because the Shulchan Aruch is very straightforward. A lot of words, but it's not complex. It's even mistaver. Haimali Isha, Hariat Mukdesh Asli Bukufti Narin. And we made up the kedusha is going to be for 100 dinarim. V'nasan lo afilu dinar echad. But he says, right now I'm giving you one dinner, and I owe you the 99. Harizem mekudeshes mishalokcha hadinner. You mekudeshes from this moment when you take the one dinner. V'yashlim lo hashar. And he has to pay whatever remains. Now, if he doesn't pay, what's the din? So we'll see that in Beis Shmuel Lechakas Mechaikot. But the simple reading is that it's a kinyan, and you owe the rest of the money. He says, Zeh kamay sh'amar, hariyat mukadesh zi b'din hazeh, amanash ha'ati l'cha reish zuz, shi mukadesh zi mi'asha. That's like saying, I'm giving you the money, amanash, that I pay the rest. Now, certainly, if you fulfill the Tanai, you pay the rest. So the Kedushin is Me'akshav. Now, let's just skip the Rambam 1 minute, just to get the case clear. It's very clear, Mechaber. V'medivar Mamurim, Kisha'amala Bikuf Dinar and Stam. If he said, I'm a Kaddish with 100 Dinarim, and he has one dinner. Avalim Pirish Va'amala. If he spoke it out, he said, Ariya Widesh just leave Bikuf Dinarim Elu. He's got a bag of dinarim. He says, I'm marrying you for these 100 dinarim. So then, v'hischalimnais, l'tech yada. So he starts to count. 1, 2, 3. He's going through counting. We can skip to Rabbah for a moment. Eidabu kadeshis achiyashlam la. Then, of course, it's not a kedushin until you find. Once you buy property, you say, I'm going to pay you $1,000. You're counting out the money. Until you gave the last dollar, the mekach is not complete because you're not making it a chay for later. You're saying, I'm going to pay you at this moment. So if you say, I'm buying a property for these $100 and you count it out one at a time and give it, so the sale is not finalized till the last dollar because the $100 is the kinyan kesef, not $99, $100. If you don't say b'dinarim elu, if you tell her I'm buying it for $100, whether it's a marriage or a mekach, and he's giving her one dinner now, and the rest is going to be paid later, that's when the kinyan is chal now with the first dollar. So this is the difference. So let's finish lashon ha'mechaber.
The down payment has to be at least a
fruta. The down payment has to be at least a fruta. Okay. Anytime you do a business deal, until the last moment, you can back out. Now, let's say I'll marry you with 100 dinarim, and you only have 99. And you stop at 99 and say, oh, I missed one. So you're not mekudeshes, unless you tell her, she agrees, that I'll owe you the last one. Chayin, nimtza mana chasa dinner. Because you didn't count it, you gave her a bag of coins. And she goes home and counts it, and there's only 99. A nimtza mehen dinner nechayshes. They're all supposed to be dinarim of silver. And one of them is copper. V'lei kira by tchila, ain't mekudeshes. So what does this mean? This means, taken very simply, that when you do a deal based on Kenyan Kesef, when I give you the money, the deal is finalized. So you can do it with a down payment. If the two sides agree to do even a one dinner, maybe even a pruta down payment, then it's chal, and the rest is almanas, the rest you're going to pay later. Mashiach, if you say, I'm giving you the money now, all the money has to be there right now. So the question is, why don't you buy land? Why don't you go to a business deal and it's an all cash deal, Kaminig Klal Yisrael? So you go and you're buying a property. So you make up with the seller that it's $900,000, whatever, and $100,000 is in this the suitcase. And you make up to do Kinyan Kesef, if that's the case. So you give him the suitcase with $100,000. He goes home and he counts it. He counts the $100,000. It's missing. Says it's missing $1. Missing $1 or $100. What do we say? Now this is going to get a little complicated. We have to talk about Yishu. We have to talk about Chomemka. What do we say? Do we say, look, It's $1 million property. He's missing $100, so he owes him the $100, and the sale is final. What do we say? No, he said, I'm kind of bidinar emelu with this $100,000. If the kinyan is with that kesef and it's not there, so it's missing the kinyan, and a person could back out. That's the question. We have to talk about Beit Isha. We have to talk about it. What?
What's if you're missing $1 or missing $100,000?
The chayrin, there should be no difference.
That's right.
That's okay. Now, afterwards, if you say, I'll owe you the dollar of Nisratza, the other person Nisratza, so I don't mean it's chalim afreya, it's shas ritza, it's chal, I'm not sure. But it says here it works by an Isha. Now, we're going to see in a few minutes, the machlaikis, what's a din by mecher, is a pure machlaikis. Whether we compare Kedushin to Mechira. Straight out. We'll get to that in a little bit of time. But first let's just talk about Kedushin. So what we're doing here by Kedushin is the Mechamra, as I said, I don't think it's complicated. It's simple. If I make up to give it to you as a down payment, it should be Chal now and I owe you the rest. So the Kenyan is now, your Mekudesh is now. If I tell you, Hariyat Mekudesh is Li with this Meyazuz, and then the Meyazuz is missing one, so then it's not Mekudeshes. It's not Mekudeshes, so you give it 100 and she can back out. It appears to be a very simple idea. There is a sort of a side machlaikis rishainim, mechaber ramah. If you say bidinorim elu, so certainly you have to have all 100. Why does he hurry up and you count into a hand one at a time? He didn't say Elu, but you're counting it off, and there's only 99. It's Shiva Kudeshes. So let's go back and see. The first part of the Mechaber was where you're Kudeshes with the down payment. The second part is where you pay everything. So let's go on the down payment part. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch again. This time we'll read the Rama with it. So she's Mekudesha, she sees you giving her one dinner, and the rest is old. So that's easy. Right? If she agrees, she takes the dinner. Now if she'll say, hey, where's the rest of the money? Then it won't be Mekudeshes. But you're saying, I marry you for 100 dinarim, and I'm paying you a dinner now, and hurry up with Justice Lee bezeh. So it works. Now we're skipping the first Rabbah. Then he says, Bamedvar Mamurim, the second case. Bisholam Allah Kuf dinarim stam. I will impirish Va'amala hurry up Mekudeshes Lee bekuf dinarim elu. Ve hischelimnais. So the Mechabeshita is you need both. In order to say that it's not a down payment, you have to say dinarim elu, and start to count it l'tech yadar. You start to give it to her one at a time. So if you do both together, then it's not a down payment. Then you meet to pay the whole 100 zuz. Ramah says, Yeshayimu dechad minayu, k'gad shama kuf dinarim elu, oisha mascha limnais. Now the Ramah, I think, is logical to all of us. Right, this is not a chayk. This is simple din. If you give a down payment, you're mekudeshes. If you're giving the entire amount, you're not. What does entire amount mean? So it could be dinarim elu, or it could be you say Harim doesn't even make a dinarim, and you're counting it out as you give it to her. So the language of the Ramah, now one or the other is enough, seems to be most mustaver. The mechabeshita that you need both is based on the language of the Gemara rather than a svara that it can't be one or the other. In other words, the Lashon HaGemara seems to say like the Ramah, and the Rambam argues the Chalkas Mechaykakas of Katan Yud Gimel goes through the language of the Gemara and explains where the Machlaikas comes from in the Gemara. But it's interesting, he doesn't say a word of svara. Like, what's the logic? If I have a pile of money in my hand, I say, Harei Kodesh Yisli b'mei adinarim elu, and I didn't start counting, What's the hava mina that it's mekudeshes? It's hard to understand. What's the hava mina? I need also to start counting. No, it's a little hard. It seems to be sort of an analysis of the Das HaYisha, of what she's thinking. I don't know for sure. I don't know how to say pshat in this. But this is the basics of the Shita Samachaber. And the Ramah, so it's sort of an argument in one prat. Everyone seems to agree on the basic rule, which I think we could all identify with. A down payment, even by chasen, even by kedushin, a down payment is enough, and you owe the rest. And
in case of a down payment, is there any consideration how long you have to pay the rest? Maybe 30 years later, you can pay the
payment. You mean if it's open ended?
Yeah,
that's a good point. I don't think most women want to wait 30 years to find out if they're married. All right, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure what the answer to that is. It may depend. There's here a machlekes the Beis Shmuel and the Chakas v'Chaykak, which makes things a little more complicated than the simple Gemara and the simple Shulchan Aruch, which is everything is mistaver. The issue we're going to discuss now in the Beis Shmuel v'Chakas v'Chaykak, what happens if he doesn't pay it? What?
Is she
Because she's true the whole time. She's married. Okay. The question is, if he says, how do you have a kodeshes li, the mea dinarim, but today I'm giving you one dinar as a down payment, I'll pay you the rest later. Now, what if you buy a house, and you say, I'm giving you $100,000 down payment, and I'll pay you the $900,000 later. I think we all agree the house is sold. And you got to see what happens later. You got to go after him for the $900,000. You trusted him, and maybe you made a mistake, but it's so. Let's see the Beis Shmuel. It's a short Beis Shmuel.
But this is Almanas. Because it turns out that buying a house.
Maybe Almanas is different. Now, he didn't say Almanas. It's Ki'ilu. The Gemara says that it's Ki'omer Almanas. Let's see the Beis Shmuel first, and Yud Beis. Why is it he didn't give the rest? So he says, "Betalin hakedushin." Then the kedushin are bottle, which I think we agree is not the way it would be by Mekach u'Memkar. Avagav d'lo hiske shum tanai. He didn't say almanos. If he said almanos, it depends on the tanai. But lo hiske shum tanai. Have a ki'ilu hiske tanai v'kafel. Tanai has to be a Tanai Kafel, Kekosav Harash, Veri. He says, by Kedushin, even if you say a dinner and I'll pay you the rest later, the Gemara says, Kilu Amar Aminas. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kilu Amin Aminas. The Rosh adds, it's like a Tanai Kafel. I want to explain Tanai Kafel. Just he adds, Vishtamite Lechakas Machaikak. The Chakas Machaikak forgot about this Rosh. Like a very funny thing to say. But we'll see the Chalkas Machaikah in a moment. The Beis Shmuel is saying this. Now, what? Oh, they could always redo. Every time it's not a condition.
She agreed to it.
She agreed. So what we're saying is that the woman agrees. It's an out. The Shulchan Aruch said it's Ki'ilu Amar Amanas. Right? Harim Desh is leaving. Kimai Sha'amar Amanas. It's a Gemara's Lashon. Ki'ilu Amar Amanas. She answered. She took it. That's answering it. If you say Aramukh Desh, she takes it. That's.
What happened?
So that's where the discussion comes from. It's a Gemara. Kilo Aramar
Almanas. The question is, what does that mean?
He didn't give the rest of the money.
When?
So that's what Sam asked. How much time do you get? I don't know why. I didn't even think about it. You know, a husband could say, don't worry, by a 50th anniversary, I'll give you the rest of the money. Like, I don't know this guy, I'm not sure how that works. He'll tell you, Shemitah was Mishamit, I owe you the money. Shemitah was Mishamit, I don't know. But, so I'm not sure how much time, it's something I didn't know. Mekho Memka, you could. By Kedushin, but...
No,
You can't reverse it. In halacha, you can't reverse it. If you do a kinyan kesef and you don't say almanas, if you make it conditional, you can reverse it. If you don't make it conditional, you can't reverse it. By mekach u'memkar. What? It's a debt. It's like any time you have bad debt, you have to go after the debt. If you sell the property and say, we're being kinder with the $100,000 down payment, you owe me the rest, it turns into debt. If it's bad debt, what do you do anytime you have bad debt? Well, it might be taken out shibudim, maybe, but it doesn't make the sale bottle retroactively. You take it back. So anytime a person owes you money, you go after his karka. It's true. But it doesn't reverse the original sale. Right? But why? That's the big question. Okay.
The marriage has to be definite, because God forbid that it doesn't work out and have a child. What's the child about?
There's no mamzeris. Remember, if a man has a child without kedusha, it's not mamzeris, but still. What? That's the question, right? That's the question. Question is a bottle. So I want to step back for a minute. I just want to tell you about Dinei Tanai. We all know if I make a deal with you and I say it's final, it's final. And you owe me the money. If I say Alminos, I make a Tanai, then the Tanai could be Mavatal Amafreya. Now there's a wild card in every sugya in Shas that has Tanai. And that's the sugya, primarily in Yesh Leichlem, that says there are rules for a Tanai. The rules that we call Tanai B'nei God or B'nei Reuben. Which means that the Gemara there says, it puts pretty onerous conditions. Someone making a Tanai, I would think, if I sell you whatever it is, I sell you my car on the condition that you take care you'll be the one to take care of changing the title, or you're the one who takes care of something or other, then if you don't do the condition, I would think it's bottled. Now, the Gemara says, and it doesn't say it every sugya of Tanai, right, Tosis always says, what happened to them tonight? But then got a Tanai Kafel. What happened? Tosis in the Kedushin, Tosis in the Sukkah. Gemara always talks about it and just says, Amenos. What's the Tanai B'nai God of B'nai Reuven? The Tanai has to be Kafel. Kafel means if you do it, the sale is final. And if you don't do it, the sale is not final. Hen Kaidim Lalav. And it has to be said, the thing you want first. In other words, we want, you should pay it. If you pay it, it's final. And if not, it's not final. You need Hen Kaidim Lalav, you need Tanai Kafel, and you need Tanai Kaidim Lamaisa. You have to say the condition before you can't say the sale is final, and then add the condition. You have to say the condition, and then say the sale is final. If you do this, the sale is final. So it's pretty tough rules for a condition. So the understanding of it is the following. And this is all based on a ktsais, which Davni Meluim brings here in Simon Chavtes. But the original place of the ktsais is in Simon, the Chashemishna, Simon Resh Mem Aleph, Sivkot and Tes. And the Nesivis, they argues. First let me explain, and I'll get to the ktsais. Why do you need Tanai Kafel? It could be Xeris HaKasim. Mekach HaMemka doesn't usually have a chayk in Xeris HaKasim. You and I make a deal. The answer is that not every condition is meant to upset the deal. For example, if I buy a house, I'm buying a house, I'm flappish, I'm paying $1 million, $2 million, whatever, I'm paying a lot of money for it. We have a contract. The contract says on the condition that you have to leave me the garbage cans. Right? Every standard contract has a list. You cross off what you want, what you don't want. The contract says clearly, on the condition, you leave me the garbage cans. Now, what happens if you didn't leave me the garbage cans? So I come the next day, I say, you know, the sale is bottled. What do you mean the sale is bottled? We made a condition, you have to leave me garbage cans. You leave me the garbage cans, I want to back out. And obviously, I'm not backing out over the garbage cans. I'm backing out because I found a better deal somewhere. But what's the difference? I have made a condition, you didn't fulfill the condition. I want to be mevatel. So there are some conditions which we all understand, they're not meant to be ma'akiv in the sale. Not everything a person says is meant to be an ikuv in the sale. Some garbage can is an extreme case. You're buying a $1 million home and you have these $200 worth of garbage cans, and everybody understands, but it's just to make the point. There are some conditions that are not meant to be mevatel the whole business deal. The Tanai Kofel, the clause of Tanai Kofel, is meant to create a way of saying, I mean this one for real. I'm telling you, you have to leave the garbage cans. If you don't leave the garbage cans, it's bottle. That's Tanai Kofel. It's a sale if you leave the garbage cans. If you don't leave the garbage cans, it's bottle. Now, in the case of the garbage cans, very few people are going to do that. But there could be other conditions. Let's say you're supposed to leave me all the furniture in the house. It's worth a significant amount of money. Do I mean that it's bottle otherwise? So that's the rule of Tanai Kofel. Now here, that's by Mekach U'Memkar. And that's a given. By business, you do it to Tanai Kofel if you want it to be binding, and if not, it's just not binding. If you do a Kenyan and you say, on the condition you pay me later, so the sale is final. What about Kiddushin? What this Beis Shmuel says, B'Shem HaRosh, is that by every Kiddushin, it's Ki'ilu, you made it to Tanai Kofel, even if you didn't. He says, the Rosh says this. The Rosh says, the Gemara says, by Kiddushin, it's Ki'ilu Amar Almanos. So the Rosh says, you can say 1 kilo, you can say 2 kilos. Like, that's what it sounds like. You say 1, you say, I'll tell you 2. Ki'ilu, you said Almanos. Ki'ilu, you made it to Tanai Kofel. So Beis Shmuel says, Ishtamite, what the Chalkas Mechaikach says, is that this depends on the rules of Tanai Kofel. Beis Shmuel says, what are you talking about? You forgot the Rosh. The Rosh says, you don't even need the words Amanas, Koshka, you don't need Tanai Kofel.
Well, now, what's the Rosh? Why is it different?
Why is marriage different? So, I'll tell you the sort of the Hashkafa Rishayna, and then I'll tell you the Ktzais. The first, if you and I were learning the Gemara, and we learned the Rosh, and we're trying to figure out why is Kiddushin different? So I would say the following. There's another place Kiddushin is different. B'chala Torah kula techedei dibur kedibur dami. Chutz, there are a couple of places where it's not. One is Gittin and Kiddushin, and the other is Mekalas Hashem, Mevarech Hashem, it says. There's certain things that it's not, techedei dibur is not kedibur dami. That means, if I sell you a house, techedei dibur, I could back out. Say the sale is final, I change my mind. It works. Hari Abba Kadeshus Libet Dinner Zoo. Attack a day deeper, you change your mind. No such thing. Why? So the Ran says the following. He says, why is there a Attack a day deeper clause? He says, sometimes people talk without thinking. I would say very often, people talk without thinking. And they mean to say something. It doesn't always come out the way you mean it to come out. I want to tell you one smart thing I did. Not too many when it comes to Shalom Bayis, so one smart thing. When I was engaged, I told my Kala then, I'm very expressive. I talk a lot. And sometimes things don't come out the way I mean it. And if in our marriage I say, I don't always actually mean it so strongly as I say. So of course, when your chassan Kala, she said, oh no, you're not. You're well chesed. So I said, I'm telling you, I am. Just the way I am. So obviously, after it happened after marriage, so, you know, if I accidentally insulted her, I said, you see, I warned you. I told you so. It happens to be true. Very often, we don't think enough before we speak. Sometimes people complain that dating a boy, he's quiet. I said, well, he thinks before he speaks. It's unusual, but he thinks before he says something, and not so common. The Ran in the Dorim says this. He says, Tekadei Dibur Kadibur Dami is, because sometimes people, it just doesn't come out the way you meant it. So there's a clause, you can catch yourself. Now, you can't let you catch yourself forever. So Tekadei Dibur, whatever the Chesra Tekadei Dibur is, we give you a chance. He says, it's one thing to say, you speak without thinking. Hariyat Mekudeshesli, nobody says without thinking. You know, when you get ready to say the big words in front of two Edim, Hariyat Sidoran says, nobody does it without thinking, comes to Kedushin. So there's no Toikad Edim, but Kedim, Rabbi, you can't tell me that, oops, there's no oops by Hariyat Mekudeshesli. Now that's Aran. Aran explains, a very geshmak of shad, and call Torah to a Toikad Edim, except for Gittin Kedushin, well, Chalila Mavarech Has Hashem, Zamekal Hashem, you can't pull it back. He can be, when he finalizes it, he could not mean to finalize it without something. So he could back out. Anyway, you can't stop any chilek to $1 million houses and $1,000 houses. In Mekal Mavkar, that's the rule.
But,
I don't know if that's so, but I don't think it's correct. But okay, we'll argue about it later. We won't argue about it later. But the that's a rad. Here, I would think Hashkafa Rishon and the Rosh. What does the Rosh say? When you get married, and a woman takes a dinner and takes credit for the 99 other dinarim, the Gemara says Kaimer Almanos. She means Almanos. She means if you don't give it to me, I'm not married to you. Kaimer Almanos. Now, why is Kitanai kafel? When it comes to marriage, Kaimer Almanos, the Gemara says Kaimer Almanos. It's like she said Almanos. What does that mean? It's like she said. It means it's marriage. For marriage, she's makpid to get 100 dinarim. And otherwise, she's not going to get married to a guy for dinner. It's insulting to her. She wants to get 100 dinarim. So it's automatically serious. The idea that you need a Tanai kafel to show that it's not stam garbage cans, it's never garbage cans by marriage. It's always a serious part of the marriage. So that's the pashtus.
But what if he gave her 98 and there are two more?
No, 99. And there's one missing. That was the case in Shulchan Aruch. If he counts out 99 and one is missing, she's not married, unless she says, okay, you'll owe me the one. I think it's disrespecting your wife if you tell her you're going to give her $100, you give her 99. I don't know. I could try it, but I don't know. So, at any rate, that's the basic idea. Let me now tell you the Ktzais. And the Ktzais and Nesivis have an argument in Chashem Mishpat. Then we'll compare it. They have the following argument. Let's say I make up with you, I'm selling you the house, and I'll leave you the garbage cans. And there's no tzedai kafel. Everybody agrees the sale is final. If I don't leave you the garbage cans, the sale is final anyway. Everyone agrees to that. The Ktzai says, but I still owe you the garbage cans. I still owe you the thing I said with a tzedai shein kafel. So tanish kafel just means that it's mavatul. It's not mavatul the whole sale, but I still owe you. I still have to give you, have to return the garbage cans or pay you for them. I stole, it's really stolen because I made up to leave it, and I didn't leave it. That's the aside of the ktsais. The rayas are from this sugya. There are rayas from other sugyas as well, but here it says mukudeshes v'yashlim. Right, it says if you made it up, so it's when it's mikudeshes for a dinner, v'yashlim. We don't say you're off the hook. We say v'yashlim. You have to pay the rest. Mikudeshes v'yashlim means that there's an obligation, even though it's a kedusha b'shas ma'isa. Now this is even true if it's not a tanai kafel, not like the rush, like the chakas machayka that says it's only ma'akiv if it's tanai kafel. So it's, if you hold like Tchatz V'chayka, this depends on Dinei Tanai Kafel, then it's a Raya, the Ktzais holds, it's a Raya. Now, obviously, if you hold like the Beis Shmuel, then it's not a Raya. But if you hold that it's missing Tanai Kafel, so then Mekudeshes V'yashlim is a Raya. This is a Raya to the, it's a Raya to the idea that is Mekudeshes. So later it says that if it's a dinner ra, Now we're going to say Eina Mekudeshes, but if you give a bad dinner, but the one man Yomi the Gemara says that's Mekudeshes for Yachlif, that you have to switch the dinner ra, and it's good. Or if it's Yaitzi Aidei Atchak, the last line of the Shulchan Aruch, Mekudeshes for Yachlif. So the Tzais basically holds that it's Mekudeshes and you have to be Mashlim. And the Avdei Miluim says this to disagree with the Beis Shmuel, to defend the Chakas Mechaikak, to say that even a Tanai Kafel, it's Mekudeshes, Taki is Mekudeshes, but there's a Chayv, the Chayv still exists. And to the degree that by Kedusha a woman is Makbid, if you would say that Kilu Tanai, that it's not a Tanai Kafel and there's no Chayv, so then you can argue. But if you hold, even if there's no Tanai Kafel, it's still a Chayv, so then by Kedusha we assume the woman is Makbid. There's the Ketzais Shita. You're not going to like it. The Nesivis and the three-line Nesivis disagrees. He says it's not true. He says there's such a thing as Petume Mili Ba'alma. There's such a thing when you do business with somebody, nice talk.
Right.
Petume Mili means nice talk. I remember I learned the Gemara. Gemara says if someone is dying and he gives away, he gives something away, he does a business deal, and even a get. A man is dying and he doesn't want his wife to fall to Chalitza, Yibam, so you do a get. And then she says, don't worry, if you get better, I'll marry you again. Again, so is that a Tanai? So the Gemara says it depends. If he demands the Tanai, then it's a Tanai. But let's say they agreed to do a get, and then she says to him, don't worry, if you get better, I'll get married to you. So it's Petumi Mili Ba'alma. She wants him to feel better. It's not a condition. She doesn't have to. That was part of the big tumult in Europe about the get. The Kliva get had something quite similar. A bacha that was very sick, and he gave a get, and they told her, if you get better, we'll marry you. And he got better. And it became a whole tumult in Europe. A get out tonight is true. And here it's spoken out at the time, but not with the structure of it tonight. It's missing tonight kafel. So Ksai says there's still a chiyuv, just not ma'akiv. Nesiva says, to me be the ma'alma. If you don't make a tonight out of it, you're in bad shape. You gotta do it.
So how does it work nowadays? I don't know if it's good here, but people also make tonight beforehand, and then she gets married. I don't know if this is, she gets married because she knows that whatever the parents made, whatever the deal was.
It's not ma'akiv on the Kedushin. A man can't say, when we got married, we made up, you're going to support me for 2 years. You're not supporting me, ice Kedushin. It's not, Tanoim doesn't mean it's a Tanai in the Kedushin. The Kedushin I believe Tanai. The Tanoim is an obligation. It is a Tanai. We agreed to get married, but Tanai. In other words, on that scumma, but not the Kedushin.
I know, but the way she thinks about it is not like that.
Yeah.
The woman herself, the
color. It doesn't matter what she's thinking, it matters what they speak out. I don't think anybody holds that the Tanoim are right. Traditionally, a Tanoim was written when you got engaged. And then, somebody who backed out of Tanoim, you were entitled to back out of the Shidduch. The custom today of doing Tanoim a few minutes right before you go to Badekin is nonsensical. There's no reason. The reason it became the custom is probably because of the Gra. The Gra said not to back out of Tanoim. Once you make Tanoim, the Gra said, Tanoim, you break a plate. A cheres has no tikkun. By a chuppah, you break a glass. A glass could be fixed once upon a time. And it's fixed by a get. Tanoim, never back out. Once the Goyin said, never back out, they quote him as saying, better get married and give a get than break a Tanoim. So nobody's going to do that. So therefore, it became the custom. You do the Tanoim, like you feel safe. When the hall is booked, and the kallah is dressed, and the chassan is sitting there, and he agreed to a ksuva, you feel safe. You can do the Tanoim, you'll make it to the chuppah. So we do it then. It really makes very little sense, which is why, I think we discussed this in the past, which is why Reb Yaakov didn't do Tanoim. Rabbi Yaakov refused to do Tanoim. He was ish emes, and to do Tanoim, it makes no sense. Ramosha made his Nusach HaTanoim, which basically says, let's get married. It doesn't make any, fulfill any conditions. It says, Kvar Niskaimu, Kalach Yuvim Zelazah, and Lein Yisharai, Dela, to go to the Chupim Shem. Yeah, if you commit to an engagement, yeah. But I'm talking now about Tanoim. The question was, Tanoim is Makiv and Kedushin. It's not Makiv and Kedushin. It's not Makiv. Okay. Sort of, except we're not saying it's the right thing to do. It's not the right thing to do to say, I'm going to leave your garbage cans and not leave it. Well, what Nesivus is saying is that the Tzuzagin is a Ptumimili. In no way is it creating a financial obligation. He said, keep my word. You don't keep your word. But it doesn't create, that's what he means, which is essentially what you're saying, except now I don't mean just not to make light of it, but... You know, it's... is for Yashlim.
Yes.
So I'm talking about Bekach u'Memkar, that you still have to pay. The Ketzai says you still have to pay, but it's not Makiv. I mean, Luim says, once we have a din that you still have to pay, so then it's understandable by Kedushin, it'll be Makiv, because... the derech of women is to be makbid. The whole tonight covers, we don't know how makbid you are. Here is the derech to be makbid, and the mela remains that. What? By mekach u'memka, you don't have to be mashlim. If it's the tonight shein a kofel, if it's the sale price, of course you have to. But if it's a tonight shein a kofel, then you don't have to be mashlim. It's p'tumi mili ba'alma. It's not a, maybe l'asei de shemayim is supposed to, but there's no financial obligation. Now, okay, let's... this is essentially the machlaikis. What's left is the end where one of the dinarim is nimtzachaser, and sort of a second area of dispute. Last week, I discussed with you the question, which I didn't come to Maskana clearly, if you have a Kaddish and Isha with a check, whether it's a good Kedushin or not. Do we look at a check as a tradable commodity, and like a bond, and you can be Mekaddish? Or do we say that a check is just a promise, it's nothing real? So in that sugya, I didn't find anybody who speaks about it. When you get to Yitchach Chesam and Aleph, by dinner ra. Now we're saying, you give somebody 100 dinarim, you give her a bed, it's how many of the 100 dinarim. And she goes to the 100 dinarim, and one of them is, it's not a good dinner, it's a dinner that's not good. So at the end of the Shulchan Aruch it says, it nims a chasa dinner, it nims a dinner in the chayshas, one of them is not silver, it's copper, you give her 100 and one of them is bad, you're not mekudeshes. You all understand. You didn't do what you said you're going to do.
Unless she's aware.
Unless she's aware and she accepts it as a chay. So Rav Zilberstein here brings Shaila. Oma hariak dersli be'elav dinner. Said to a woman, I'm a kaddish with 1,000 dinner. V'nosim lo check al schum zeh. He gave her a check. Now if she sees it, I guess he gave her an envelope. And she opens it up. It's a check. So what's a shayla? Avo kedei lefdois, it's signed, yes. Avo kedei lefloisa, it's rich l'shayla lebank avor zeh. But there's a fee. There's a fee to cash the check. Assuming today if you deposit, in America, if you deposit a check in your bank account, there's no fee. You know, but there's a fee to deposit it. Issi mekudeshes. What's a shayla? Is that like nimsa dina echad ra? You say 100 dinarim, and nimsa, 100 dinarim is a bad... is a bad dinner, so what?
That's
the full amount.
But I'm saying it's understood that when you're giving a check, that's right. that includes that fee.
Well, one thing we see from here, what we discussed last week, a shaila, if a check for the full amount is good or not, he's assuming it's good. What we spoke about last week, it said on top of this page, in Nasal Ashtar, in Lasa Ashtar ala dinner, ain't loyav a kedushin, because Ashtar just creates a chayiv. He's naming on that a check is a commodity, it's something of value. And when you give somebody a check, the check is money, represents money, and it's what? What? So we discussed that last week, that in Eretz Yisrael, when you give a check, it's an obligation. You cannot, like America, you just click on stop check and you stop the check. That over there it is that way. And I mentioned to you that it seems to me in America the check should be different. I also mentioned to you that nobody seems to agree with me on this issue. And again, a lot to Hilchus Ribbis. And I must be wrong, even though I don't understand why, but... I was wrong once before also, so it happens. But but you see that he names on that a check be'etzem is good. He has a shayla is, what about the fee? But if you cover the fee, he's saying that it wouldn't be an issue. His psak is binyaneinu haragilas likloy a check shal elav dollar. If people call it, you see how we do elav dollar, and people call a check elav dollar, so then it's elav dollar. Then it's good. Elisha Mevinas Kavanasai. Elavdala Shleimim. And Mukadesh Gavi Yachla Fia Freit Tavur as a check. If she feels cheated from it, then you have to be Mukadesh as a Yashlim. But beyond that, it's a good Kedushin.
So credit card is even other than the fee, it should be the same thing.
So this.
It's accepted, like the silver.
Accepted. You see, going to get $1,000 to the soul for the deal.
So this is something that disturbs me. I spoke, they have today what they call the H3 Halacha conferences, a very beautiful thing. Businessmen got together and discussed the halachas that are negeya. So in one of them, I mentioned the following. If you pledge $1,000 at tzedakah, well, if you don't pledge it, you just give $1,000. And you do it with a credit card. And the tzedakah gets, whatever it is, $990. So you can only count $990 towards your meiser. You can't count $1,000. You only count $990 towards your meiser. Your tzedakah only got $990. Let's say I tell an oni, I'll give you $1,000. You call a car service, and the car service costs $20. So you take the $20 off, and you send them the $980. So he only got $980. Now, if he calls the car service, that may be different. But if you're calling a car service to deliver it, you only gave him $980. You didn't give him $1,000. So this made a tumult. People don't understand it. People like to give with credit cards because in prison there's a lot of business. The points back adds up. The dollars back adds up. It's its own, the klipa shalchinam. The Yisasa describes it as a klipa shalchinam. So Yetzahara of Chinam, you get something free. So a person, in order to get $10, is mafsid the tzedakah $20. He's getting $10 back. So he sends the tzedakah 20 less, so he should get back 10. That's certain Yetzahara. So tzedakah's not going to say anything. You know, they're happy to get their money. They're happy to get it. But you're not giving that amount.
But a person comes to the money to collect and he keeps their 20%.
So that's a normal expense. If you give money to, Rav Palm used to say, if you give money to yeshiva, and they pay a janitor $100 to mop up the floors, so no one says, "Well, that's not tzedakah. I'm not giving for janitors to mop up floors." The same thing. If it's tzedakah, pays someone to go around collecting. If it's a normal payment. You're the one doing the credit card. If you pledge $1,000 by credit card, you're right. As you get it in the mail, and you're right, $1,000 credit card, you send it, you're right. I never pledged $1,000 cash, $1,000 credit card. If the Meshulach gets a normal amount of money, today what they do is not right. Today they pay the car driver 49%, and Meshulach himself takes his 25%. So for every dollar they get, $25 minus whatever the expenses they have for food and everything else for their trip to here, and their tickets. Meshulach gets a small amount, but when they come to me in a car, I tell the people, put your name on an envelope, I'll mail you a check. You don't have to give the driver anything. Who knows? You know, most people say mail a check. They don't mail it. So, but I don't like this to do it this way. It's they're on the yim and they're like over the barrel, so they pay whatever it takes. But it's
the driver of the note that you go
to. Yeah, he doesn't go to me anymore because I tell people to fill out envelopes, so they stop coming, which is yeah.
Can you have an experience for Tzedakah? They give it to a $1,000.
Tzedakah is expense. You're right. My expense, you're not right. Doesn't cost. If you pledge $1,000,
yeah,
most meiser. So you're giving it. You're choosing to give it with a credit card. It's your cost. You can deduct your cost. So you can't deduct the stamps. So you have to pay your own cost. When you pay a plumbing bill, your electric bill, do you deduct the stamp? You owe your electric company $100. So you say, I want to deduct the stamp. You go to court. You tell court, why can't I? What's the court going to say? You're allowed a deductive stamp or not? You go to Bezin. I have a chayv tim of $1,000, a chayv mamin. I'm deducting the stamp. Bezin will say you're entitled to? Never. You owe him $1,000, you can deduct the stamp. If you have a chayv to somebody, you borrowed $1,000, so you send them with a credit card and he gets 980. You know, you can't do that in Dinei Mamin. Why should tzedakah be worse than all Dinei Mamin? It's a chayv that you have. You can't, you have a chayv. Why should the Ma'aseh Tzedakah lose out more than... It has to get there. If it doesn't get there, it's not Ma'aseh. You have to give it that it should get there. That's my understanding. And maybe I'm wrong. They want you to pay the credit card fee. Okay, that sounds fine. Then whatever they get, of course. Yeah, nachinami, you're right. A little bit of a... There is a bonus case here. It's funny, it's not the main case. Agav, he brings... I mean, these stories are probably... They're not true, but they're interesting. He says, Isha Nesua Zeh Kamashanim. A woman is married many years. Nosta Tabas HaKidushin Shalo L'Tikun. She gave in her gold wedding band to be fixed. It's a Tzarev Kesa by a goldsmith. A Tzarev Gila L'Isha Shah Tabas Einah Shal Zahav. It's copper. I don't know how you can see it. It's copper. So she goes to her husband. She says, what's going on? Wait, it gets more interesting. The husband said, I gave you copper. We won Shaila. Worse, the Baal says, Kona b'shayt yeseh tabas, b'tur tabas of. I went to the store and paid for gold. Ata, so what's the Shaila now? It's worse. One Shaila, if you mean to give 1,000 dinar and it's 90 dinar, or you mean to give gold or silver and it's copper. Here it's worse. The husband is saying, it was never mine. It's a mekatos. When I bought it from the store, I bought it as gold. It was really copper. So the ring was never mine in the first place. Since it was never mine in the first place, it's not like nosan la dinner, v'nimtza less than a dinner. It ended up, you gave someone else's dinner. If you have nacha, nasha, b'shei losam, mekidushim chaluai loy, how they married. All these years, are they married or not married? It doesn't say if they were hoping one way or the other. That doesn't say it. So, you know, the answer has to be, there's got to be some way to make it into a marriage. What? Whatever, he's a Kayan. So it won't be a problem. She's not a Zayna. So she'll still be safe. But... so Rabbi Yashev has a chap. He said, yes, Rabbi Yashev is Rechai Kadievsky. Rabbi Yashev is always very glad. He had the most glad to chap. His chap was, even though it was a mekatos, this ring that you have, if you go back to the seller, assuming he's honest, you go back to the seller, you can use this copper ring to get a gold ring. To get him. So we had last week, if he marries her with a mashkin, mashkin d'acherim. If he says, I'll pay you later, here's a mashkin, it doesn't work. But mashkin d'acherim. If someone owes me money and gives me a mashkin, I tell the woman, listen, this is a mashkin, and I'm a kaddish with the mashkin, you can use it to collect. So we said it's mekudeshes. So Rabbi Yashu says, the ring remains like a mashkin. Now with this mashkin, you can go get a gold ring. So, Nimshai de tabasazosh nosnabayla, bem is tukhalakabal tabazov. Now the fact that people really don't want that, he doesn't go into. And the kids, hard to pass him from these svarim. There are mistakes, and I'm sure Zilberstein said without a mistake, but whoever wrote it down, there are definitely mistakes mixed in here. Now the shaila gets more interesting. Listen to this. He has a case where a person did a pidyon haben. So he didn't have silver coins. The kohen says, I have silver coins. I sell them to the father for full value, and then you use it for pidyon haben. So fine. So he went, what are silver coins? They cost whatever, $100, $200. He bought it from the kohen. Now the father of the ben habein owns the coins. They're his coins. So now he did a pidyon haben. Okay, the years went by. The kohen kept on using this for more and more people. In between, he writes, La'achar, he says, Chameshanim. Reuven, the father of the child, went to L'mekaymes HaKadoshim Shevapailin. He went to see the L'mekaymes HaKadoshim, Kivrei Avos. So he comes to the kever of his father's father, and he discovers that he's a Levi. Says, I'm not saying, but he's a Levi. When we learned the beginning of the Siman, we discussed if that's enough of a proof for Yuchsin. We said, if you find the shtar, the Zayda side, the shtar, Halevi, it's good enough. The Matzeva should be the same. So he goes back, he's a Levi. Oh, so he's a Levi. Good. For the rest of the day, he's a Levi. 1 second. Turns out, when he gave these coins to the Kayin, it was a Mekatos. Because he was a Chayiv of Yireben. So coins are his. They're his all along. So that's one thing. So what about all the Pinyin Abeds of the last 5 years? It wasn't the Kayin's 5 coins. It was his 5 coins of Mekatos. Shema Batal, everything in between. What do you say? It should. I don't know what to say. The Kayin sold it to him. He was... The Kayin sold it to him, it was Mekatos. Okay, could be. I didn't go through the Maskana here. He says, Nirash, HaKayah Chayav Lazlo Yisak Kesef, has to give him back his money. Levi and Petur and Pidyon HaBen. And he has to give it back. I don't go through it slowly. I saw this last minute. This was my last minute entertainment part of today's shiur. So, what?
It's
a lady. Okay, we didn't do the last thing when it's a Nimtza dinner around. Okay, we'll try to
share next week.
Share next week, everybody. I don't know why. Erev Matan Torah, the yeshivas are busy preparing for Yontif, but I think we should. The best way to prepare for Yontif is. I think so, no?